A very different kind of drama, also set on two wheels, opens in theaters today. It's the story of a bike messenger who finds himself a wanted man. The movie is called Premium Rush, and that's an appropriate title, says critic Bob Mondello.
A character we've yet to meet flies through the air in slow motion on a busy New York street at the start of this movie. He's wearing a bike helmet, which is a good thing because as The Who's Baba O'Reilly pulses in the background and numbers come up on the screen telling us it's 6:33 p.m., he lands with a thud on the pavement. For a second or two, he lies there staring at a car careening toward him, a woman mouthing his name, a bike that lies crumpled at his side. You might want to take those moments to catch your breath. You won't be offered many other chances, because a few seconds later, the film rewinds to leap back in time and tell you how he got there. Played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, this pedal-pumping courier is Wiley. His nickname is Coyote, though he's more the roadrunner in this story, scooting up alleys and darting against traffic to get away from a corrupt cop who covets something he's picked up for delivery.
Hey! Give me the envelope!
No!
The detective, who's both menacing and hapless, as played by Michael Shannon, is at a real disadvantage driving a car. On Manhattan's jammed avenues, he can't begin to keep up with Wiley, who's given up a legal career for what he makes look like a contact sport, zipping through Manhattan on a stripped-down fixie, a bike with no gear shift and no brakes. In a flashback, Wiley's girlfriend, who's also a messenger, wonders if he has a death wish.
The way you ride...
Now, you want to know what scares me is what happened to my friends who just got out of law school. That is collective insanity. Compared to that, going down Broadway at 50 with no brakes, fine.
Writer-director David Koepp, who's written dozens of action scripts from Spider-Man going all the way back to Jurassic Park, doesn't try as a director to freight any of this with meaning, apart from being the latest reason to think that Gordon-Levitt's star is only going to burn brighter. Premium Rush is just a fun ride. But the director does do a couple of things in it that are unusual for Tinseltown. His New York actually looks like New York, with a largely Asian, Hispanic, and African-American cast. And that's really New York they're all careening through at breakneck speed, not some studio backlot. Gordon-Levitt even did a lot of his own stunts and took his own falls, as an end credits outtake makes clear, all of which means Premium Rush offers a pretty decent end of summer adrenaline rush. I'm Bob Mondello.